Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, would you like to increase abundance and wealth in your life? Do you have enough money to pay your bills but never seem to have enough left over to actually save? Do you wish you could pay yourself first before you pay your bills? Does your monthly income slip through your fingers way too quickly? Are there things you've wanted to purchase that have been on the wish list for years, haven't been able to afford them? Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, then today's show with our frequent holistic health and lifestyle expert, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., is perfect for you. You will learn about creating a more prosperous and successful lifestyle, including how to be a magnet for prosperity and get on the abundance train. Susan will tell us how we can actually change the rate of vibration in our body and mind so we can more easily attract higher levels of wealth into our lives with ease. This material we're discussing, only the tip of the iceberg of what she offers in the chapter on attracting prosperity in her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you so much. And this is a topic you and I, over all these decades we've been together, we've never tackled before. So this will be fun.
Well, I am looking forward to this, and I've got a head start because I have a copy of your book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. You'll find the book at Susan's website, Amazon, the usual places. It is an excellent read. You'll go back and reference and all these things I talked about that are life-changing. You'll get tips on how to actually change your life by reading a copy of the book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Let's start with the word vibration that I used in there. Most people hear that and they think of a Beach Boys song. What does it actually mean, vibration? What's it mean?
Yes. And before I tell you, I want to give you one of my favorite quotes from an old friend of mine, the late Winston Churchill, who shares, I'm joking, I didn't know him, but we share the same birthday, so I feel like I know him.
Yes.
He said, if the human race wishes to have a prolonged and indefinite period of material prosperity, they have only got to behave in a peaceful and helpful way toward one another. We need to get that quote out to everybody in the world.
Yes, and quickly.
So, vibration, and I love the Beach Boys, by the way. So this is not a New Age term. Some people might think, ooh, that's how people talk in L.A. where Susan lives. But rather, it has to do with physics. And I'll be the first to admit, Rick, I'm not an expert in physics, but over about 20 years, I've read my fair share of physics books, and I'm fascinated by the topic. I don't always understand it, but I do the best I can. So put simply, these are great things to bring up at boring parties. Physics is the scientific study of matter and energy and how they interact with each other. And this energy can take the form of motion, lights, electricity, radiation, gravity, and vibration, just about anything. And physics deals with matter on scales ranging from subatomic particles, you know, that's the particles that make up the atom, and the particles that make up those particles, to stars and even galaxies. And every living thing is acting in a way that is fundamentally driven by particles of which it is composed. And I bet you've heard the term quantum physics, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes. So in physics, quantum, here's a great sentence for your friends to impress them. Quantum has to do with the quantity of energy proportional in magnitude to the frequency of the radiation it represents. So, in other words, quantum physics is the physics that governs the domain of the very, very small. And our brains, Rick, have evolved to understand objects, say, from the size of ants crawling on the ground to marine mammals as big as whales going at medium speeds. But when things go very fast or are very small, our minds don't comprehend this very well. So what I like to say in my workshops about vibration and prosperity, to make it all a little bit more understandable, is that everything, down to the simplest level of existence, is light and movement and actually not solid. So, Rick, the chair you're sitting on right now, or the bed you sleep on at night, or you might be sleeping on the floor or in the doghouse,
yeah,
or even your entire body down to the simplest level is not really solid at all. It's a wave of energy and vibration, like oscillations. So I'll make this really practical with what you eat. Let's take food, and all foods, Rick, have different levels of vibration. Organic fruits and vegetables, known as sun foods, have a higher level of vibration than animal products like chicken and beef. And when you take the colorful produce into your body, it actually increases the vibrational rate of the electrons and atoms in your body, and that's a very good thing. And you always want to increase the vibrational rate of your body. Positive thinking increases the vibrational rate. So does meditation and beautiful music and spending time outdoors in nature and being grateful increases the overall vibrational rate in your body.
Interesting. This is
so would you repeat back to me everything
that,
well, I'm taking.
I'm taking notes here. If you're just joining us, this is the program This Week in America. Isaac Newton is our guest on the program today. We're talking about vibration. That's interesting and really well broken down. I've watched some programs on PBS, and they've explained that, and they've lost me. But I was there with you, right down to the chair
well,
and the food that we eat. And it's just this is some of the wealth of information you'll get in Susan's book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Book available at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Also, of course, you'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about, now I'll ask you to elaborate a little bit here on how our thoughts and words that we use when speaking actually affect our vibrational rate and maybe help us create a more prosperous life by using that correctly.
Absolutely. Good question. So all of the thoughts that we think will either increase or decrease the vibrational rate of our bodies. If you think a high vibrational thought, such as focusing on those things for which you are grateful, literally you show gratitude and the vibration in your body changes, or looking for things to appreciate, you add to that overall vibration of your body. And on the flip side, when your thoughts are continually negative, if you focus on that, for example, that you don't have money to pay your bills or you don't like how you look and more, all of this lowers the overall vibrational rate of your body, and Rick, it often leads to depression. So getting to the point of vibration and abundance, if you want to live and create a more prosperous life, you must get into that vibration of wealth and synchronize all of your thoughts, your words, your actions in support of your goal. And your goal, I think, is to create a life filled with vitality and prosperity and equanimity. In other words, you've got to be aware of your thoughts, the words you speak, the actions you take, and make sure they all support your goal of this spectacular life. And, you know, before I finish, let me add that our thoughts, our words, our actions must always focus on the positive and what you want to create in your lives. This adds to the positive vibration. Focusing on negativity or what you don't want in your life brings more of the same back into your life. In other words, you've heard this expression, what we think about, we bring about.
Yes.
So we always attract to ourselves the equivalency of what we think, say, and do. And if you're not much of a magnet as you'd like to be for prosperity, look at your words, look at what you're thinking, what are you doing. As my Danish grandmother, you know her well, Fritzy,
yes,
used to always say to me, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So it starts in your mind with what you think moment to moment. Think thoughts of abundance, prosperity, and wealth, and only how you want your life to be and not the opposite. And by the way, I've given workshops on this topic on Choose to be Prosperous for a couple decades, although more virtual right now. And my participants pay $300 for a half-day session, and then on when we do longer ones, $500 for the full day that has lots more stories. And all of the, and what I've done, though, I've taken all of the best information and put it into one chapter in my book.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting what you charge for this information, and people are listening now, and the program will be about 40, 45 minutes today, so we're asking everybody to send $5. I'll give you an address later in the program that you can send the money to us and sort of help us through these tough times. Let's talk about this vibrational information. This
and
is
and by the way, folks, he's joking.
You thought it was joking? No, that actually, that was what we call in the business humor.
Oh, well, Rick needs the $5. Yeah.
That's right. So don't make it out to Rick and Susan. Just make it out to Rick. This vibrational information is fascinating, new to me, definitely worth implementing in our lives. And we need to find out how we do this. To make it more practical for all of us, let's briefly go through. And you've got 12 tips to vibrate at a higher level so wealth flows to us and not away from us. Now you've got everyone's attention, pen and paper ready to take notes. And by the way, remember, if you're listening here, all of the prosperity and attracting abundance particulars are in Susan's book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, which, by the way, you can purchase for under $20. That's a bargain. You can study this chapter at your leisure and many more that will literally change your life. Let's go back and go through some of the tips now that we can vibrate at a higher level so we have wealth coming to us.
Yes, and rather than flowing away.
Yes.
So I think we all agree that it's necessary these days to have money so you can have your basic needs covered and freeing you to work on more important things like health and, like for me, spiritual matters. So to help you thrive with success, here are some of my favorite suggestions to get you into that money vibration. One, share what you have. Now, to get into the wealth vibration, you've got to start sharing with people what you already have, even if you have very little at the moment. And this sharing action will affirm to your beautiful mind that you have so much wealth that you can even share it. And a powerful way to increase your abundance is through tithing. Tithing traditionally means giving a tenth of your income to your church, but it doesn't necessarily have to go to a church. It can go to Rick, and,
yes.
And it doesn't have to be 10%. Tithe gifts can be in a monetary form or giving of yourself in time or deposits of love. For example, I give money to my church as a tithe, but also to those who feed my soul and nourish me spiritually and those who are making a positive difference on the planet, whether they're individuals or organizations. I also like to tithe money to people less fortunate. And by the way, it's futile to say, yes, when such and such money comes in, I'll be able to give a tenth as a tithe. You have to start helping those in need before that, acting in the spirit of give that you will receive. Here's a little quick example. One day, not too long ago, after writing my prosperity affirmations and goals on cards, I like to put them around my home and in my car, I went to the grocery store and I was waiting in the checkout line and I suddenly called out to that harried mom with two crying babies in front of me who didn't have enough money to cover her groceries. I said, I'll pay for those. And needless to say, she was astonished, and quite honestly, Rick, I was. The words kind of popped out of my mouth,
yes.
And I also was in a hurry. So after some hesitancy on her part and some great cajolery on my part, she let me pay her bill, and the pleasure I received made me feel absolutely rich inside. But that's not the end of the story. Later that day, I ran into a person in Brentwood, actually it was Santa Monica, whom I had counseled several months before, and at the time she was unable to pay me, and I had written off the sessions as a great learning experience. So this day, running into her, seemingly out of the blue, she wrote me a check for twice the amount she owed me, saying that my guidance had had a profound positive effect on her life. So a lot of people listening might say, well, that was just a coincidence. I don't really believe in coincidences. So find ways today and every day to share what you have with others and notice how good it makes you feel. Maybe you've got extra things in your home you haven't worn in ages, or accessories in your home that you someone else commented on a while ago and you knew they loved it. So give some things away. Your brain then is conditioned to realize this is a wealthy person here.
With us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, we're talking about Choose to Live with Abundance. She is the author of the book Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. One of the things holding so many of us back is debt. How do we go about eliminating that so we can prosper?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Yes, and you've got to free yourself from debt. You've got to get out of debt. Even if you've got to sell some of your personal belongings, you do it, and you never get back into debt again. Even during uncertain times, you've got to realize that debt enslaves you to the person or the institution you owe and locks you into the vibration of lack and helplessness. And, of course, you never must live beyond your means. Do whatever you can. Have a monthly budget and stick to it. And you might find, like these days, Rick, so many people can sell things like on eBay and other places of things maybe you don't need anymore. And it also is a good freeing feeling when you don't have clutter around you in your home. That's a whole different show for another time, but I'm a big believer in keeping your home, your office, your garage, your car free of clutter, because we want excellence all around us.
Yeah, the one tip is free yourself from debt. It could very easily be free yourself from clutter, and there's so much to that, and you feel better when you look around and you can actually see around. It's not stuff that's all, you know, piled up in front of the window and the doorway and the whole thing. I want to come back to something you talked about, because this is a tip as well. This is, goes back to your grandmother. Beware of what you say, the words you speak. Go back to that again, because that is so important. And so often we speak and we're not really even, the words just sort of come out. And that really is sort of a window into our mind, isn't it? What we initially
so
say,
much.
The words we speak.
Yes, yes, and you're right. We often are like robots in what we do and say. Often we drive somewhere and we don't even remember the streets we just drove by. You've got to stop talking negatively about your financial situation. Complaining about it, again, locks you into that negative vibration. Only talk about your finances if you have something positive to say about it. For example, if your money situation is improving. And I'm going to give you a couple affirmations now that you want to repeat over and over. These are very powerful affirmations. You say them out loud and also silently to yourself. I am connected to an unlimited source of abundance. And another one I say, my grandmother gave these to me when I was a teenager. And the other one is, I bless and prosper everyone in my life, and everyone in my life blesses and prospers me. And then live as though these affirmations are true in your life, because they are. And if you want more info on affirmations and how to create them and why they need to be in the present tense and positive, definitely refer to my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. And by the way, Rick, my source is not a company that I might work for or do, with whom I do consulting, or another person. God is my source. And even though a lot of the country and the world might not be doing well financially and there's a lot of room for improvement, I always know that God's my source. And often when I write checks to people and put them in envelopes, I actually am old-fashioned that way. I like to do it rather than online, because you never know how secure things are online
exactly,
these days.
Exactly.
But I always say in the place where you can note what it is, I say, thank you, God, acknowledging God is the source, and with God, anything and everything is possible, and money and prosperity is unlimited, and God wants us to live a prosperous life.
We'll take one more tip here, then take a break, come back, and many more with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. What do we do if we worry about worrying?
Let go of worry, yeah.
Yes.
I know, easier said than done.
Yep.
But I know you can do it. Stop worrying about money, comfort, security, and other material things. And how do you do this? If you stop worrying about such matters, and you do it by, it's very simple, increasing your faith in God, and you will find that you become a magnet for prosperity. Remember, God is your source. And as I mentioned in my book, one of my favorite quotes on faith is by Ralph Waldo Trine, who wrote, "Faith is an invisible and invincible magnet and attracts to itself whatever it fervently desires and persistently expects."
So much on today's program and so much more to come. We're going to take a break. We're right back with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones talking about Choose to Live with Abundance on today's This Week in America. And we're back after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Our special guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, on the program talking about Choose to Live with Abundance, all from her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. We'll tell you throughout the program where you can get a copy of the book. We're giving you tips on how you can actually use all of these tips for abundance in your own lives. Health before wealth. And this is so important when we think about wealth. So often we think about financial, and part of that is being healthy, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, because if you don't have your health, you really don't have anything.
Yes.
A lot of people take it for granted until something goes wrong with them. Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote, "Health is our greatest wealth." I have definitely found that to be true in my life. And you must grow in vibrant health before you can attract and hold on to your wealth. The healthier you are, the more confident and empowered you become, and this attracts wealth to you. So in other words, Rick, without your health, it's difficult to grow wealthy. And if you have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning because you're exhausted, if you have ailments and health issues dragging you down, if you look and feel years older than your age, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you got to take care of it immediately. Do what needs to be done to get healthy, fit, and vibrant. And of course, that's what my entire book is about.
And the book's available at Amazon, at Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Tip number 6, I love this one, and it's so important because we go through life looking at our devices and traveling at about 120 miles an hour. You talk about paying attention and being mindful, and that may seem simple, but it's really not. Oftentimes, things go on around us that we should be beholding, and we're not paying any attention to them.
You're so correct on all of that. And I want to say to you, observe nature and the lessons it has to give us about abundance. Everything in nature happens effortlessly, and the manifestations of abundance are everywhere. Look at the sky and see a group of birds flying. Look at the ground and see countless ants, we hope not in your house, working. Look at the trees to observe the abundance of lush leaves moving with the breeze. Train your eye to focus on abundance everywhere rather than lack. And this way, your mind will manifest abundance in your life too. If all you did, Rick, was just look for things to appreciate and for things for which you are grateful every day, your level of abundance would skyrocket, and you would be able to live a much more joyous, prosperous, and wonderful life.
As you're walking or driving, just look around a little bit, and you'll be amazed at what you have been bypassing for years, and it does bring joy to your life. Tip number 7 is interesting. Guard your thoughts. Explain what you mean by that.
Yes. I don't want you to accept lack statements from people you know, like especially with people that with whom you live and you share a home who might have a vibration of lack. You've got to guard your mind against their harmful statements. If, for example, someone says to you, "A flock of birds is going by now outside. This is great. I have to pay them later," right on cue,
yes,
outside my window. Anyway, if someone says to you, "You will never be able to buy a car or the home of your dreams," you reject those words immediately. When someone says something like that, you don't accept the words as seeds in the soil of your mind and instead affirm something positive in the present tense as though it's already your reality. Like this: I am living in my beautiful home, paid in full, and driving my new car. I always have an abundance of money to create a wonderful life and to share with others. So this kind of affirmation will make your mind strong, and it will be able to resist being dragged down into the lower vibrations.
Affirmations are so important, and Dr. Susan devotes quite a bit of space in her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, to talking about affirmations. Again, book at Amazon and Dr. Susan's website. Tip number 8 is meditate on flowing water. What's the benefit of that?
Yeah, no, this is a great one. Meditate on the sounds of flowing water, like a river or a babbling brook, because the flow of water is the representation of the flow of money. So if you keep this observation in mind, you know, only this one thought when observing flowing water, wherever you are, maybe you've got the water on in the bathroom or the kitchen or whatever you're doing in the bathroom where you hear flowing water, right? You think this is the flowing water, which represents wealth and vitality and prosperity. I have a little device here next to my desk I got years ago from Sharper Image, like decades, 40 years ago when I was one, right? and it plays different sounds of nature. And one of them is a mellifluous babbling brook. And I often turn this on to relax me. Even on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, right there on the homepage, scroll down, and you can click to hear a whole variety of calming nature sounds. Pick any one you want. During my meditation sessions, I'll often turn on one of the nature sounds, the gentle waves at the beach or a gentle rain in a pine forest, and it makes me feel peaceful and relaxed. And I always have one outside my door and in my home, a small fountain. So you're always surrounded by the sounds of nature and the flow of water.
You know, it's amazing the tranquility that something like that brings. It's very important, and it actually does work. Tip number 9, spend your money wisely. Talk about that.
Yes, spend money to make money. Now, even though you may have very little money right at this moment, you've got to learn to spend it wisely. And at this stage of lack, it's very important that you put the roots of money multiplication into your being. And you can do that by investing your money to make money. Maybe you invest it to monetize an idea or a business concept. Or maybe you keep money in a bank account or a CD with a good interest rate. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I was going to say where.
Or buy something like a washing machine or a lawnmower. Or even, we've talked about this before, look at my two blogs today, a Transcend Infrared Sauna or the Ionizer Plus Alkaline Water Device. So you can use the sauna yourself. You can make the good water yourself. Then you could sell the water by the gallon, which many friends I know are doing now, or rent out 30 minutes to 60 minutes in the infrared sauna. So this will not only multiply your money, but it will also teach a valuable lesson of that passive income.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about Choose to Live with Abundance, all in her new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Talking about money, you've got one of the tips: respect your money, paper, coins, and credit cards.
Yes, and this is something you can do today. You could do right when you're listening to this interview. Don't simply throw your money into your wallet, ever, your purse or other receptacle. Money needs to be respected. Very few people will ever tell you this. And when I do my workshops and I hear stories from everybody and how their lives change just by doing this, you always want to keep it aligned without creased corners or wadded up or messy. And I even take it a step further. And I'm not OCD, by the way. But in my wallet, my paper bills are all lined up and put into descending order and all facing the same direction. For example, I did this morning just to see. I might have one $100 bill, two $50s, followed by three $20s, followed by two $10s, maybe three $5 bills, and maybe three $1 bills. Keep your credit cards in alignment, too, and have as your goal to pay them off in full monthly or at least every 90 days. If my money gets old, I make a visit to the bank, and I trade in old money for new money. If you respect your money in this simple and practical way, it will return the favor by multiplying and growing for you. And if we have time, I have a really wonderful story. There are countless stories in my book, but here's a great story about how this was brought to life. Sarah, one of my friends, called me up. This was about 2.5-3 years ago, asked if she could take me to lunch in Brentwood near where I live, our favorite restaurant. And a year earlier, she had taken my workshop, Choose to Thrive and Live a Prosperous Life. I hadn't seen her in about 5 months. And over lunch, she told me that the month prior, they phased out her job at her company, and she was out of work. And after sending out multiple resumes to different companies, she hadn't gotten so much as a nibble of interest from anyone, and she was at a loss for what to do. So when our lunch bill arrived, she took out her wallet, opened it up, wrinkled, creased, ripped money was falling out on the table. I was in shock at what a mess it was. And I reminded Sarah that in the workshop of mine she took a year prior, I taught everyone the importance of treating our money with respect, and then it would grow for us. And it showed people in the workshop how to organize your wallet. And she admitted to me that's the one thing she hadn't done. And her wallet was tattered and old and ripped, by the way. So I then excused myself, Rick, and I said I was going to the restroom. And instead, I went next door to a really wonderful gift shop, and I purchased a new wallet for her to hold all of her unwrinkled and organized money. And before I gave it to her, I reached into my wallet, pulled out a $50 bill, slipped it into the wallet. And I gave it to her as a present. She was overjoyed, and she had even looked at that wallet in the window when she was waiting for me to arrive and thought, boy, I wish I could get that right now. And she even told me that prior, about 3 years ago, she had applied as manager at that gift shop. So now we're coming to the very, I think, very interesting part. You know, we had lunch for a couple hours. We sipped over tea, talked to her about things. And then we went next door to visit the gift shop and look around. And while Sarah was trying on scarves, I was near the front counter and overheard the store's manager on the telephone telling someone that she needed to find a replacement for her position because her husband got a promotion and a job in another state, and they needed to move quickly. So I rushed over to Sarah, and I told her what I heard, and she was gobsmacked, of course, and she was a little nervous at the idea of talking to this manager. And we walked over, and I said to her, I'm sorry, I wasn't eavesdropping. Well, actually, I was, but I didn't say that. And I said, I overheard you saying that you needed to move. And Sarah told her that she would like to apply for the position. And the store manager was now astonished at how quickly it was happening. And at bottom line, Sarah got the job the same day. And the other lady got to move without worrying about how to find a replacement. And everyone was happy. And I know what all of you are thinking. Did simply organizing the unwrinkled bills, showing respect to the money, and the new wallet get Sarah the new job? And listen, we'll never really know for sure, but I've seen things like this happen too many times to refute it as a coincidence. You must always respect your money and how you carry it in your wallet, and it will respect you by growing and multiplying. And it's also, let me, a little postscript on this, it's also a great lesson to learn about how we're always at the right place at the right time. If we had arrived 2 minutes later at the gift shop, I would not have heard the manager on the telephone talking about needing to find someone to replace her quickly. So trust more, live with faith, know that everything is working out for your highest good, and trust that all the unexpected changes in your daily and weekly schedule are a result of God making the necessary adjustments to help your days and life unfold in divine order. And by the way, I now meet Sarah about once a month at this restaurant. She always picks up the tab for our lunch, and that gift shop is doing better than it's ever done before now that she's manager.
Amazing story, and you'll find information, great information, in Susan's book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Respect your money. I think I've got like 6 or 7 $1 bills, and I'm going to go in when we finish and sort of organize these maybe by serial number, sort of ascending serial number, just to show some respect to my stash that I have in my billfold. Going along, the next tip is tip number 11, and my watch does this for me. Balance your mind with deep breathing and quiet your thoughts, and it always seems to know when I really need to take a deep breath, and you know what? It works.
It sure does. Now, this might sound strange to someone listening, but this one special tip can work miracles in people's lives. When you balance your body and mind with slow, deep breathing,
yes.
You will feel more stable, more self-assured, more attuned to the material money vibration inside you. If having more money is your goal, I also like to focus on the many quotes in the Bible about prosperity. A lot of people don't realize there are many quotes in the Bible. I have most of them in my book, and I'll give them to you in book, chapter, and verse. But I'm not going to tell you what the quotes are because you can look them up. But like Deuteronomy 1:11, Deuteronomy 8:18, Deuteronomy 28:11, Deuteronomy 29:9, Deuteronomy 30:9, and how about 2 Chronicles 31:21? And these all have to do with prosperity, and I like to read the Word of God. I like to read them and memorize things like this and keep them in my mind. So as you learn more about deep breathing and meditation and how to do this, and by the way, lots of info. I've got two huge chapters in my new book on meditation, so you can refer to that in the book if you want more info.
And the book's available at Amazon. The book, look for Wired for High-Level Wellness. It's Susan's newest book. You'll find it at her website as well. Let's talk. This is tip number 12. Be affluent and prosperous. Be fluent and prosperous in all ways, emphasizing in all ways. What should we be looking for?
Yeah, always and always.
Always,
you know?
Yes.
Yes, I say replace cheap stuff with wealth-affirming items in your home. You see, I think it's better, for example, to have fewer good-quality clothes or furnishings than many cheap things to wear or to sit in, because everything in your surroundings, Rick, affirms whether you are wealthy or poor. So make sure that at least your home is the symbol of abundance rather than lack. Make a commitment to excellence in your life, and this includes what you wear, how you live, and what your home looks like. And speaking of your home, here's my final tip. Make sure your home is an enjoyable place to be and live. We all need a sanctuary in life, like a place of refuge and protection, a place filled with love and peace, where we can recharge our batteries, replenish our souls, and then go out into the world and create great things. For most of us, this place is our home, and you have control over your home environment.
All of the tips we talked about today and so much more in Susan's book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. A few minutes left in the program. Before we wrap up talking about this today, how to live with abundance, prosperous living, any other tips you've got for us before we say goodbye to this and move on?
Yeah, yes. Well, I would say, like, to conclude all this, do what you can today to honor some of these suggestions or all of them. And never forget that you are the president and CEO of your body and your life. And you can create your best life and live with abundance and joy and vibrant health and prosperity and happiness. And when you take loving care of yourself and choose to live with balance, love will come back to you remember, start with yourself. Take loving care of yourself. And then it will come back to you in the forms of joy and happiness and prosperity and vitality. And all of these tips will help you raise your vibration to that of success and open you up to a life filled with and running over with vitality, prosperity, and success.
I'm going to take a couple minutes here at the end of the program because what we've talked about today is just the tip of the iceberg, all the information you've got in the book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Give us quickly some of the other holistic health and lifestyle topics that we'll find in this book because it's so much more than just talking about prosperity and abundance.
Oh, so much more. I've got chapters on how to detoxify and rejuvenate your body. How to look in 1 month, 30 days, look and feel about 30 years younger. Tips for brain vitality. How to do a stressless meditation, something you can do in 5 minutes, and you don't need mantras and you don't need stuff like that. In 5 minutes will calm and relax your entire body. I talk about how to do all different kinds of meditation as well. I've got tips on how to sleep like a baby, how to make weight loss very easy and effortless in your life, lots of longevity practices, how to have higher self-esteem, how to thrive in your relationships. This book is like eclectic, and the joys of living a faith in God-centered life. It's really a faith-based book, and I thank you, too, for your endorsement that's on the very beginning of the book, along with a few other endorsements. But this has everything you need to know to be healthy in one book, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it has recipes at the end of the book, great recipes that are easy to make. And I even have a couple intermission sections in the book with jokes that people tell me they're laughing so hard they're crying and they're getting a great abdominal workout. So I've got everything in this book, and it's beautifully, beautifully designed. It's not just black print on a page. It's got beautiful illustrations throughout.
A job well done. I have the book in front of me as we're speaking, and take a minute here. You can get autographed copies of the book. You can get autographed copies for friends. Talk about where people can go to buy the book and to get autographed copies.
Yes. Well, of course, you could go to Amazon.com. Those will not be autographed. But if you go to my website, my name, easy to remember, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the navigation bar, so you won't get confused, there's a lot there on the homepage, go to New Book. It's in all caps, New Book. And there's a drop down. You can read the foreword, the entire foreword for the book. You can see all the endorsements. You can look at all the chapters. You can get a sampler of the book. And right there, if you click on New Book, you scroll down, it will tell you exactly how to write me personally and request and purchase an autographed copy. And I get all of these, and not only do I autograph the book to you or to other people, and you give me the address to where it goes, of course, but I also include a personal note card to you, or if you're sending it to a friend as a gift, and a bookmark. So you go to SusanSmithJones.com, go to New Book, and scroll down, and it's actually number 5 on this page, to get a special limited edition personally autographed copy by yours truly, by Susan, that includes a note card and a bookmark. And also, if you like the book, definitely feel free to give me a review. My goal is to get to 333, so we're nowhere close to that right now. And don't forget, on my website, right there in the photo of me, it says free monthly newsletters. Make sure you sign up for that if you haven't already. And then in the blog, which changes all the time, you'll see that information on infrared saunas in case you want to get one and then rent out time in it. Or the ionizer plus alkaline water device. You can sell water. You can make peppermint water, cucumber water. So you'd have these things to use at home, but then you can make money with them. So just ideas. You'll find it all at SusanSmithJones.com.
A wealth of information. You can link on directly to Susan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The name of the new book, again, is Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our guest on the program. She'll be back with us again next month with more great tips. So much information packed into today's program. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Thank you. You'll find Dr. Susan, all the information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the archives there, you'll find all of our last several programs. In fact, all of the programs we've done for the last number of years. And just go to the website, check it out, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan's is susansmithjones.com. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.